Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, cash cattle trades expected to return to a normal Monday routine of showless distribution and inventory taking following last week's cash cattle trade Thursday and Friday. The underlying firmness in the cash cattle market pushed southern live cattle prices to about $119.50 in our part of the country, mostly $119. Now, the trend is a dollar higher than the previous week and is expected to spark increased bullishness from feedlot managers when pricing cattle through the week. There are only two full weeks of trade left in the year before moving into the holiday shortened trading schedules, which means that both sides will be planning ahead in order to get numbers for month end. Hog futures expected to be lightly traded early today following the underlying support that slowly but steadily moved into the hog trade Friday, with China announcing that it will reduce tariff levels on some pork imports, along with repeated rumblings that both sides appear to be making progress on a phase one trade deal. Light to moderate support is expected in the near future. Wheat contracts are mixed across the three exchanges, with losses in winter wheat contracts and small gains in spring wheat. Choppy would be the way to describe wheat markets in general as of late, with little in the way of fresh fundamental news to drive prices sharply higher or lower. Unlikely to be much in the way of game changers on the December WASDE for wheat, with small production tweaks expected for Russia, Argentina, and Australia. Corn futures lower from overnight, remaining well inside Friday's range, but holding together the reversal originating a session ago. Traders are prepping for the December WASDE tomorrow, although major changes should be somewhat limited, with no adjustments to supply expected until January. Higher overnight prices for soybeans, with the January contract working on its fifth consecutive higher close. Follow-through strength is stemming from China's partial removal of tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork products as a sign of good faith effort toward the trade talks. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close on Friday, December live cattle up 27 cents, 120.20. February up 37, 124.97. January feeder cattle up a dollar, 141.55. March up 52 cents, 141.67. February hogs down 2 cents, 67.55. April up 20 cents at 73.70. Kansas City wheat, March down 4.5, 431. May down 3.5, 439.5. Chicago wheat, March up 3/4 Friday, 524.5. May was down 0.25, 527.75. March corn unchanged, 376.75. May was unchanged, 382.5. January soybeans up 5.25, 889.5. The March was up 5 cents at 903.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.